This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRBQ HD2 Richmond, always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are 2 locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hopgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio with a special guest. We're excited about tonight's show. Good to be back on the air. Season 16.
Hard to believe. Hard to believe. You know, we sat here 15 years ago in August.
We've gotten a lot better. That's the good news.
I think this is a lot better than I was
a little dubious that first night as to how long this was going to last. But it's people like this gentleman to my left, Billy McMullen. We've had great guests through the years. We have terrific sponsors. And we've had a lot of ups and downs with Virginia, especially football. You know, we're still trying to master football. I was thinking the other day we've had a baseball championship, basketball, multiple soccer, multiple
tennis,
lacrosse,
swimming,
multiple tennis, swimming. We've had a lot of success in these 15 years now, starting year 16.
We have one coastal division title.
Yes, a couple of years ago under then-coach Bronco Mendenhall.
And an appearance in the Orange Bowl, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah,
but so, you know what? It's been pretty lame.
The last couple of years have been tough and some off-the-field tragedies, circumstances, so there's a lot to, you know, reflect on. But at any rate, as I say, we got one of the great wide receivers for Virginia football, Billy McMullen, to my left. We have a friend of the program and longtime sponsor, Dr. Jody Smith, will join us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report later in this first half hour. And then the one thing, Billy, I've learned in 15 years of doing this, offensive line. It's all about the, you know, now you're a receiver, but that's all right. I've heard preached is offensive line this, offensive line that. But we got the big fellow Brad Barnes joining us in the second half hour.
My buddy Brad Jones.
And we're hoping Brad has some eligibility left because they might need him, but let's get on with the show. Billy, let's jump right into it.
Let's do it.
UVA's offense has got to find a way to score 28, right, 29, 30 points a game and join the rest of college football, and they certainly have the talent to do it now. Anthony Calandria has been named the starting QB. I think it could work out really well. Tony Musket will be an excellent backup, and I'm sure he's a good team man. I've talked to him a bunch of times. He's a good guy, and he just wants to win. If Musket only plays three or four plays a game, but the team wins, I think Tony Musket's happy. He's that kind of guy.
Well, first and foremost, I appreciate you guys having me on again. I feel like I'm family now, like the third leg to a horse race. Right? But, I think, well, I know for sure, we got to put up some points this year. And Anthony Calandria, I believe he gives us the best chance. Why? Because he's mobile, right?
Yep.
One thing I really like about him is he's feisty. He'll fight to the end. He's not a big dude, not a big guy, but he'll fight. And he can get that ball out of his hands. He can make plays with his legs. And I think the coaching staff has done a great job going into the portal, getting guys that can make some plays for them.
Now, it seems like Calandria has terrific leadership skills. How important is that to have in your quarterback?
Well, you know, the cool thing is every time you guys have me on every year, that's the first thing I said. Who's going to be the guy in the locker room that's going to lead the charge? Who's going to be the guy that everybody can get behind and say, hey, he's going to take us to the promised land? It makes a huge difference. Now, if that guy's your quarterback, whether he's vocal or non-vocal, but you just trust in him and know he's going to lead you, it's a big, big boost to the offense, the offensive line, receivers, and, of course, the defensive side of the game. Because those guys know, if, hey, if we get you the ball back, you're going to make some moves for us.
We are excited about the upcoming season, and I want to put a really nice positive spin on this. This is actually show number 529. That's a typo in that early early edition.
529.
This is number 529. So we are gonna surpass 550 this year, maybe 560, and that's pretty exciting in terms of total sum of the programs we've produced. Let's talk about the key elements of this offense, and I want to knock out the O-line real quick. I think that it all starts with Brian Stevens, the center. He got some All-ACC recognition last year. But Mikhail Boley at left tackle and Blake Steen at right tackle, they have got to deliver. Mm. You can't fake it. Your tackles must push those ends and other defensive tackles away from the pocket and give the quarterback time to read the field. Calandria is not tall. He's 5'10 and a half, 5'11. Now they can put him on the move and roll out.
Right.
Billy can talk to that in a second. But most plays have got to be run where he's in shotgun or right behind the center. And, you know, that's a big deal. Noah Josie is left guard. He's gotten high marks in the last year. So right guard is Ty Furnish, and by all accounts, he's gained some weight and should be a little bit more robust at the point of attack. Jimmy Crist from Northern Virginia is playing back up at right tackle, and they shouldn't lose much when he comes in the game. Charlie Patterson is a backup right guard. Ugana Nanana is the backup left guard, and they've moved him. He used to be on the right side, and at left tackle backup, Houston Curry. Now, it should be pointed out, Sackett Wood announced that he was back at tight end. I am elated about that. Sackett is a strong athlete, a good solid blocker, but an excellent receiver, and should be a safety blanket for Calandria when plays break down. Backing him up, Tyler Neville, the young man from Harvard. So you think he's memorized the playbook already?
Well, I would think so. He can handle the academics. Hopefully he's good on the field. You know, Billy, Virginia has a great tradition of tight ends. We all think of Heath Miller, but there are others. How important is to have a tight end involved in the offense?
It's huge. And with the balanced offense that I think we want to run this year, first and foremost, he has to be able to block, right?
Yep.
And he's going to have to help out with the left and right tackle, depending on what side of the ball he's on. And I want to say this, too, about the offensive line, especially when you have a young quarterback. Brian Stevenson is going to be huge.
Yes.
He's the voice piece of Anthony Calandria in the game. He's his second-hand guy.
Yes.
He has to get the offensive line up and ready to go. Now, most people think it would be the right tackle, left tackle. Of course, you don't want to get blindsided. But he's going to be the centerpiece there, helping the line to get moving in the right direction. Secondly, the play call, right? You got to help those left and right tackles with some runs. Some really powerful runs to give that passing game a chance to do what it needs to do.
Tony Elliott is big on the run game. He wants to establish the run.
But they've been anemic at that.
Well, yeah.
This year will be the first year if the run game gets going. Mm-hmm. There. Kobe Pace, who transferred from Clemson, this is his time to shine. He is going to be the predominant ball carrier because one of the other guys got hurt. So he can't look around and say somebody's coming in.
Yeah. And the key, the five starters and I guess two other, they have seven offensive linemen that are back from last year. So they, I don't know how much experience plays. We can ask Brad Barnes that, how much experience plays into the offensive line.
Oh,
but I would think it would be a big factor.
Yeah, let's focus on that later in the show.
Right.
I think let's talk about these skill players because This is the part of the Virginia team that I think is really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
First off, Malachi Fields. He's your size.
No, he's bigger than me.
He's bigger.
Yeah, he's 6'5", 220.
Good gracious.
I played at 6'4", 205 at UVA.
Wow.
So that's he had 811 yards catching last year.
Receiving. That's a lot.
The biggest thing they have to replace.
Considering Washington caught so many balls.
That's what I'm saying. They have to replace that. And I think they're going to do it by committee this year. I think Malachi is going to get his catches, of course, this year.
Now, is he a deep threat or is he more over the middle?
I think he can do both. Okay. When you say deep threat, he can get down the field. He had some pretty cool catches last year down the field. But I'll tell you what, he'll keep the chains moving, Big Cat. But the guys they brought in, those speed guys, those quick guys, if we can give them a little bit of time to get that ball out of his hands, Anthony Clenge, I'm talking about.
Yes.
We can make some plays.
So
let's
talk about those guys.
Let's talk about them.
You got them. Andre Green from St. Christopher's.
My guy.
I am so excited about Andre Green.
One of the best kids you can know, by the way.
And listen, he's but 6'2", isn't he?
Yeah, he's breaking 6'3".
Okay.
Big kid, man.
So he, when he comes in the game, big target.
Oh, for sure.
He's got some good speed, and he's going to get chances. I know for a fact the feedback I've gotten from people that have seen practices, he's going to get his chances. Let's talk about Tyree, the young man
Chris Tyree.
He only has 1 year. I think Green has 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, Green has 3 more years.
Okay. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, it
but
is.
Tyree has one more, but Tyree's one of maybe out of this group, probably the most explosive guy that you can get the ball in his hand and let him get a field.
Coach Elliott has said he's the fastest football player he's ever seen.
Are they going to use him on punt or kickoff returns
as well? They should use him everywhere. Put him everywhere.
Put him out on the field.
Punt, return.
I tell you what, let's protect him. I think they need to use him at certain times. I would not go 3 plays to him because he's, what is he, 5'9"?
Oh, he could take it. He's built solid.
But he's a running back build.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, who are these other guys?
Well, I've heard some good things about Terrell Harris.
Well, he's a transfer.
He's a transfer, but I'm hearing that he's been the guy that's been really shining through the spring ball and summer ball. So,
well, the sad thing is Wilson got hurt. I am so bummed out about J.R. Wilson. Where is?
Because he made a mark too early on J.R. Wilson.
Well, he made a great catch.
Yeah.
He made a great catch against in the spring game. And he took off and beat everyone down the field as if they weren't even there.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that showed me, hey, let's get him the ball.
Right.
Because he knows how to run. I'm looking for Wilson's number. I don't see it. I know he's out. I don't know. We don't know how long he's going to be hurt. But it's a big deal.
You know, as a receiver, you come in game, and if you're going to do it by committee, it's a plug-and-play thing.
Yep.
But as a little pride, as a receiver, you want to be that guy. So I think these guys have been, competing all offseason.
What about Kobe Pace? Is Pace a good receiver?
He's a running back.
I know.
Well, he's a running back.
A lot of times you throw to running backs.
But I've seen some highlights last year where Clinger moved his feet a little bit and threw a couple of wheel routes, and he made some easy catches. So I think he can catch out of the backfield as well.
Well, he's going to have to. Every running back has to do that. But
not the emphasis.
Their wide receiver core is the strength of this team. I mean, I see J.R. Wilson, by the way, is number 6. I hope it can get him healthy because you put him on one side because he's tall too. JR is easily 6'3". And he's built more like you. He's thinner of frame, but he gets vertical.
Right.
I've seen him go up in a crowd and he's elbows above everybody.
You know what? That's the beautiful thing about this group, ball skills, which you can't teach. It's hard to teach ball skills and speed. And I think we have a mixture of it.
Well, I'm excited about these guys, and Virginia fans, get in your car, go up to Charlottesville, and you will be thrilled by this offense. This is going to be exciting. And
can I ask one clarification? What do you mean by ball skills?
Catching the ball in traffic, guys draped on you, you're going across the middle, may get hit. Catching the ball one hand, two hands. Those ball skills are hard to come by. A lot of guys want to catch the ball with their bodies, but our group looks to have really good hands that they can make some of the tougher catches in the tougher situations of the game.
That's great.
And if you factor in these tight ends, and by the way, Sage Ennis was the tight end who transferred from Clemson that I hope he gets healthy so that he will help platoon in there and make sure that Sackett Wood and Tyler Neville are not beat up. You know, tight ends are running into linebackers and defensive ends all the time,
mm-hmm.
that's a brutal job. as a slot back from my high school days, you did not want to be inside those guys. You were to be on the outside, because when they meet, parts get broken.
I mean, it's a collision.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big collision.
Yeah.
They used to put me down there with the big guys. Bang with the big guys.
I'm
love
surprised
it.
You lived. All right, hey, we got a minute or two here before we go to our first break. Billy, your first gut reaction hunch, thinking about this offense, Calandria is running it. Can this unit put up 28 to 30 points in games?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you the factor, the X factor, is communication and keeping a steadfast hand. Meaning, like, if the game is not going well the first or second quarter, you got to be able to say, hey, look, I'm coming to you, X receiver or Z receiver, Malachi. So trusting in each other is going to be the biggest factor, but I think we got the skill sets to do it.
Good. All right, Billy's with us for the whole hour. We're going to our first break now. We got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. After these commercial messages, stay tuned. You're listening to Frank and Hobbo and Who's Talking.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking? We're going to survive this little storm here.
We've had the lights in the midst of a storm here.
The lights flickering in the studio, and the computers are flashing, and Billy's threatening to go into country music. I don't know what else could happen.
he needs to be here for the whole hour, and he doesn't want to leave now anyway. It's raining outside.
It's dangerous out there.
I heard peace is coming, so I'm here.
All right, we're very excited. The Ortho Virginia Injury Report is next. And we have none other than old friend and super ally, Jody Smith.
And an outstanding doctor and surgeon.
Well, that's a given.
Yes.
We wouldn't have anything to do with anybody else.
No, absolutely.
Jody, welcome to Who's Talking.
Thanks, guys. Good to be back.
Hey, Jody.
We missed you. It wasn't a very good summer without you. I don't know what.
Absolutely. We missed you.
Seemed kind of bleak and lonely.
Hey, we have the great Billy McMullen here. We've been talking wide receivers a little bit about J.R. Wilson. Apparently, he had a knee injury. Do you know anything about that? When's he likely going to be back?
I had not heard that, honestly, and so I do not have that answer for you.
Sorry.
I got surprised by that one. I'm sorry, I had not heard that, so I'll have to do some investigation for next week.
I got somebody else I'm sure you're aware of, Noah Hartso, the young man from the West End who hurt his knee. We think it was an ACL. I'm not going to say 100%, but we know that. You know, he was bucking to break into the starting lineup at right guard. I don't know if you heard much about him. I think he went to J.R. Tucker.
I think he went to Tucker. Yeah, I had heard that it wasn't good. I have not heard the exact diagnosis, but unfortunately, at a position where we're not terribly deaf beneficial, I think it's going to be a long rehab for him.
Yeah, I think he's out for the season. And, you know, Hart goes out to him because he played very well last year. And he worked his way into the lineup and got into some games. He just kept getting better. And, you got to give him credit. I'm hopeful that things are going to be okay. Let's talk about Mekhi Buchanan. Everybody says he is a NFL-type guy. He has a hip issue. And I don't know if it has something to do with the, they've got that lining in the hip that... it's almost labrum. Like the meniscus inside the hip.
Yeah, the hip labrum is what it sounds like.
Thank
it is,
you.
And hopefully
Thank
it's
you.
Not. So it's kind of like a shock absorber in the knee. It's similar, and hopefully, this is not something that's going to keep him out for an extended period of time. If it's a bad labrum tear, it may end up with surgery. So hopefully, that's not what happens.
Well, let's hope not, because two or three people at UVA football media day told me that they thought he was the next something, and one guy said, "Yeah, he'll make the NFL if he can bounce back from this." Hmm. So they don't usually talk about a guy that young being that kind of guy. But anyway, what are you seeing in your practice these days? It's summer football is over. They got the big preview of the high school teams in the paper today. I wondered what thoughts you had on high school football and what you're seeing out there.
It's interesting. They started much earlier this year, and it's been a lot less contact early in the season. So we have not seen the normal spate of injuries that we see. Normally, practices are just a weekend at this point, but they started earlier because they've opened the season back. Most teams start next Thursday, as opposed to previously where it was always after Labor Day. But I've not seen the normal kind of rush, and I'm not sure if they've backed off a lot because of the heat. Unfortunately, they had that one poor boy down in Hopewell who had the heat-related illness, who passed away. And I don't know if that's kind of scared a lot of teams, and so they've backed off a lot of their more aggressive stuff. But it's been actually a very kind of quiet preseason, which is good.
Yeah, Billy wishes he could play these days with this non-contact practice stuff all the time.
I will play 20 years. And then go get my doctorate.
You know, he would have made a lot of NIL money.
Exactly.
Talk about the ultimate free agent deal. Hey, right. Jody, we had your buddy Quadwo was in studio. Dr. O was in studio recently recording his new ad. And I just want you to say he promised me he was going to come into studio this year. We want you to come in studio at least once so we can praise
you. Probably had to remind him this is a UVA show, not a Duke show, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I've got a face made for radio, so as long as there's no pictures of me live, I'm good.
Hey, join the club, baby.
All right, we got to get out. Vince is being patient with us. All right, our next segment starts in just a few moments, and we're going to have Brad Barnes joining us. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with the heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Don't trust this damn piece of paper. All right, we're back. Who's Talking? And, it was a little disagreement on the paperwork. We are very excited to be back. We got none other than Brad Barnes, one of our favorite guests.
The big fella.
The biggest fella.
Well, all right.
He's the biggest lineman we've ever had in studio. They had to bring in a special crew to widen this door. And the height of the door had to be raised.
Well,
yeah,
that's right. He's tall and big.
You know? Well, you know, when you're that smart, it's hard to, where do you put it all? And he has a pretty wife, too, which is kind of disturbing, but we won't go into that. Hey, Brad, welcome to Who's Talking.
First of all, just for the listeners out there, it is a tiny studio. Billy, back me up. It's really small.
Hey, Brad, you know.
Need to be upside.
Exactly.
Hey, we call it the palatial studios of WRNL.
It's 12 by 12, but when you were here, it felt like 3 by 3.
There wasn't room for Brad and Hobbo in the same studio here. That was a problem.
I'm wondering why I didn't get the invite tonight. First of all, what's up to my man, Billy Mack?
Brad Barnes, what's up, buddy?
Man, we need to catch up.
We sure do, man. And guys, this guy is huge, man. Brad, what are you, like 6'10", 305, all muscle? That's what I remember. As a freshman, that's how I looked at, I bet you. Big guy.
You're pretty close there.
Well, if he's that big, we should have played him on the basketball floor, too.
I remember having lunch with him a couple times at Capitol Ale House, and the waitress was terrified to come over for fear that something might be wrong.
Well, you were terrified when the check came.
Oh, that's true. I had no idea. It was all you could eat buffet there. I'm just kidding. All right. All kidding aside, we all know why Brad is on the show tonight, because we know for a fact, Jack, just like in Stripes, that's a fact, Jack. The key to this year's team is the O-line. And the O-line is back intact. And you got Boley at left tackle, Josie at guard, Brian Stevens at center, Ty Furnish at right guard, Blake Steen at right tackle, and Sackett Wood is back at tight end. Everybody knows the language. Everybody knows the communication cues. Everybody knows Calandria's voice. Is this the year that we actually have some running game and a much more reliable pass blocking scheme?
One, let's hope so. And you know I've been on the show for years now.
Hey, that's a dodge there. That's a dodge. Well, that's a yes or no question.
I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm going to answer this question. But you know I have not been a fan of the offensive line, the blocking scheme, even in the Mendenhall days.
Yeah.
But I am pretty amped up about this offensive line. To your point, a lot of returning starters. Even the folks that didn't start last year saw a lot of game action. I'm really pumped up about this right tackle, Blake Steen.
Yep.
They're going to your point, they'll know the schemes. And then also, too, they know who's starting. There's no more quarterback controversy, if you can call it that. They've got Calandria back there. They can be confident in him. I'm also hoping that our man Des Kitchens gets the tight end, Sackett Wood, more involved to pick up on some of the yardage that we miss out. But I'm pretty hopeful for this offensive line. And the real good news is here, with the number of sacks we gave up last year, bottom in the country against all Division I stats, the low rushing yards, I think we're just below 120, we have nowhere to go but up.
Yes.
And if we bring the sack count down, we bring the rushing yards up, that'll do two things for us. One, it'll keep the defense a little bit honest. It'll allow Calandria more time to throw. We need to get the tight end involved. Y'all talked earlier about getting the running back. I would love to see Kobe Pace catch some footballs out of the backfield in addition to running for close to 200 yards a game. And that should help with the balanced offense that we've been talking about. But it all starts with those five up front. So I'm excited about the experience, excited about the game time that they have. And they're not small fellas either. We've had some smaller lines over the last – these are big boys.
Hey, Brad, I've been paying attention for 15 now, 16 years. Not only have we always talked about the offensive line, but we talk about depth at offensive line. Do we have adequate depth, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think, if you look at it, you got the new and improved 71. You got Nana back there, who started some games last year, had a little bit of sack trouble. He's got some experience. You guys have mentioned Jimmy a couple times. So if you have two or three guys that can play multiple positions, you should be in good shape from a depth perspective, even if somebody gets hurt or goes out from the season. So I think the key is, if you look at most of these guys, we've got a couple software juniors, how do you make sure you're getting that proper rotation, keep people healthy? Billy kidded around about his 20-year career with these practices. They're so light these days. Probably would have been a quarter century for Billy McMullen to have these light practices. You keep the practices light for some of these guys, you should be fine throughout the year, unless there's some just dramatic injury. I think the depth is better than we've ever been.
Let me throw a quick couple names, and Billy has a question for you. There's a newcomer, Ben York, that was highly touted from Burke, Virginia. Ethan Sight is a fifth year from Nashville, Tennessee. I saw him. He's a big boy. Houston Curry from South Carolina has 3 years of experience. There's a couple other guys. I think it's unfortunate Drake Metcalf got hurt, had that Achilles injury, and he's out for the year, but maybe he'll help next year. You've got Charlie Patterson, high hopes. He's from Roswell, Georgia. They're expecting a lot from him. There's a few more, but clearly, they're going to have to play, particularly hopefully in the second and third, fourth quarter against Richmond. They got to play a bunch of guys so that when they go to Wake for the second game, a lot of guys have some current experience that they can rely on.
Right.
Billy has a question.
Hey, so Brad, let me ask you a question. In terms of psyche of an offensive line, especially guys that we have this year, playing with a quarterback like Anthony Calandria, how does that help out with the psyche of guys that have played with them? A mobile quarterback, a fiery quarterback, what does that do for the offensive line, especially the starting unit?
Yeah, I think it does two things, Billy. Thank you for the question. One, it gets you fired up when you have somebody that's back there that's got that energy, that excitement. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. But when someone like that comes in the game, like, you're excited to play for this guy. You're excited to block for him. There's not going to be any Olay blocks. You're going to make sure that you are doing your doggondest to protect him. That's the first thing. The second thing is, hallelujah, he provides you a break every once in a while, because as good as you think you are, you're going to miss a block or two. And with him being able to be mobile, there's 2 points here. One, he can make guys miss from time to time if you get him in trouble. If you miss a block, a funky scheme with a twist or some kind of stun up front from the defense. But then the other thing, too, and I hope we do this, and I hope Dez gets a lot more dynamic in his offense, you can roll him out.
Right.
When you roll out that protection, you keep the defense honest because he can run. Two, it's a little bit easier to pass block because you're not locked up one-on-one. It becomes more like an inside zone or an inside or an outside zone from a pass blocking standpoint, which gives you a little bit of pressure as well, pressure off being able to have to protect one-on-one each time. It's a great question, Billy.
Overall, Brad, how do you feel about the season? Obviously, we haven't really talked a lot about it, but this needs to be a season where we break out a little bit. You know, we've talked about back-to-back three-win seasons. I don't know that there's a specific number, but there certainly needs to be progress. Frank says five. I would like six.
Seven.
I hear eight?
it's not what I... Hold on, Hubbo. It's not what I want.
I know. It's what you need.
What the program needs.
Well, clearly, there needs to be progress. Brad, are you confident that that will happen?
Well, first of all, sometimes you want back-to-back-to-back seasons. We don't want a back-to-back season with three wins. That's number one. Number two, when you look at the first five games, all winnable games.
I agree.
Yes.
Even the sixth game is winnable.
Yep.
So my predictions, let's be a little bold here, is we at least have five wins by October 12th. Put it on record. Come back to me next year.
Oh, I love that.
Roll the dice, baby.
Brad, mark the tape.
Brad, if that happens, we're going to Fridays. We're going to have a party. All right?
Now, the sixth, I know the game five is BC. I don't have the schedule. So it's what,
right
after
there
BC?
How about it's right in front of you.
Louisville at home. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a winnable game. Listen, they were right in that Louisville game out there, and the refs gave them everything in that game.
Well, five games last year within one score.
Yep.
One score of winning. So it sounds silly for me to go in here and be like, oh, we can be 6-0 by October 12th. But if you look at the teams, we get more than 150 yards of rushing offense. Mm. We cut our sack count in half from whatever it is, 4.3 to 2, winnable games, all winnable games.
Brad, quick question. So I was talking about the importance of the center this year, right? And tell the folks how important it is for that center to be intact, being that second voice for Anthony Calandre on the field, especially as you go through the season, and how important that will be to grab those first five games that you are predicting.
Yeah, thanks for backing me up on this one, Billy. So the center is huge, because the center's going up there. He's before the quarterback even looks up, because the quarterback's looking out at the Billy McMullins of the world, making sure the receivers are lining up. The center is calling who the Mike, so who the middle linebacker is, and that sets the blocking scheme straight away. Mm-hmm. So once he calls that Mike, once the quarterback agrees with him, everybody knows where they're going to go and sets the blocking stream. So knowing where you're going to go is huge, and him being able to look to the right and the left and tell those two guards, because if you think about it, the tackle's usually the smartest, and then the center and the guard.
I agree, Brad.
You tell those two guards what to do. Then you were talking about the pocket earlier, Frank. Those three up front, they control the depth of the pocket. Yep. They're watching for the linebackers, anybody stunting, coming late. And then the two tackles control the width of that pocket. So it all starts with the center, making the confidence in the quarterback, talking to the two guards, that then translates out to the widest parts of that offensive line.
Hey, Brad, if we're 6-0, Frank and I are going to take that week off, and you're going to come up here and host the show.
Yeah.
You obviously are a genius.
Hey, Brad, I rock with you, buddy. No, I'll be here, man. Yeah.
We'll call you Nostradamus from that point on. Hey,
we're going to get Dr. Jody,
that's right.
In studio, too.
Jody's going to need a cardiologist.
I don't think we'll fit, though, Brad. There's no room in here for the big guys, man.
All right, hey, one thing you did not mention, big guy, the offensive line coach is back, Terry Heffernan. And
I like that.
He's got to be a little bit more confident this year and not just talking the talk. I think he's got some guys that have experience now. He's got some guys that have battled in the trenches in a bunch of games. He knows what they can do and maybe what they can accomplish if they play a little bit better. So I'm expecting much better production up front. And I'm not expecting miracles with the run game, but I am expecting them to build a good pass protection pocket. And let's protect Wonder Boy so he can get the job done, right?
Well, and Billy touched on this a little bit earlier, too. So, to me, we don't talk a lot about this on the radio.
Yep.
TV shows don't talk about this, but how do you get Terry and Dez and the receivers coach talking together? So you think about those 10 players, sans the quarterback, and what is the best blocking scheme that we have for the talent that we put on the field? What are the right play calls or like routes for people to run to start to build that confidence? Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be throwing these long bombs. We should be throwing these short slants. We need to get the tight end involved more and doing these things to build confidence in the overall unit.
Yes.
Because that way they can start to do some of the more complicated things that I know they want to do down the road. But let's get the table stakes should be the meat and potatoes, blocking and tackling, shorter routes, get some completions, build up the run game. Kobe Pace is great at outside zone. Let's bring that outside zone in there so then we can run up the middle. We got
to get an athlete like Chris Tyree. Chris Tyree's a guy, you make a short throw and he runs it for 60 yards.
All right, hey.
You'll be gone. That's right.
Brad, thank you for joining us tonight. We've had awesome time with you, and obviously we'll bring you back later in the season, and hopefully we are celebrating your awesome prediction. All right, we go to break. Come back on the other side. We've got the TGI Friday's Olympic Sports Report, and we're going to preview the ACC schedule.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA Athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We've had a lot of fun with Billy McMullen, Dr. Jody Smith, and Bradley Barnes, the big man. It's been a lot of fun. Brad tries to downplay him, but he's a big man.
Well, come on, very intelligent, quite capable big man.
Well, I think the answer there is yes. All right. We have the Olympic Sports Report brought to you by our good friends at RVA Fridays, TGI Fridays to be specific, brought to you by the Happy Hour every hour at your four RVA Fridays. In here, it's always Fridays. Hobbo,
go for
soccer.
It. Yeah, pretty much soccer at this stage. The women are off to a 4-0 start. They won over the weekend over Utah Valley, but importantly, had a big win last week on the road over number 3 Penn State. And the men, they're 1-1. They won their first game, lost last night to Colgate, 1-0. This is why soccer is a tough game. They had 28 shot attempts. Colgate had 3, but one of the 3 went in. Hmm. So the Hoos lost 1-0. But hopefully that'll be a learning experience.
I'm pretty
for the
certain
hockey, soccer team.
Those soccer players did not enjoy the post game locker room chat with Coach Gelnavach. I'm pretty certain he took out an old baseball bat. And all right, let's talk about the ACC schedule. And, folks, it is a doozy. Over the weekend, Georgia Tech upset Florida State. Co-host Frank Maloney predicted that on the air on Adam Epstein's show. I said Georgia Tech was the most dangerous team in the ACC. They beat Florida State with a 44-yard field goal with about 3 seconds to go on the clock in Dublin, of all places. And Florida State had to cry home on the flight back home.
Yeah, made it an especially long flight home.
SMU defeated Nevada. I have no idea what type of team Nevada has. I do know this. SMU spent a lot of money in the offseason in the portal, and they brought in a lot of beef, and they determined to be competitive at the line of scrimmage. Whether they have the ball or the opponent has the ball, SMU within 3 years will be battling for the ACC title. Mark my words. All right, let's move faster. NC A&T is at Wake Forest on Thursday night. Number 24, NC State, is at Western Carolina at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. That game could be in Raleigh. I couldn't understand the way it was presented online. Their next game, presuming State handles Western Carolina, they play at Tennessee, and that's a real football game.
Absolutely.
All right, UNC is at Minnesota on Thursday night.
That could be interesting.
I still don't know why they're playing Minnesota. They played them last year in Chapel Hill.
It's probably a contract.
It's very strange. All right, Friday night, Elon is at Duke, so what? Later that night, TCU is at Stanford. That's an interesting game. It'll show us what Stanford has, because TCU typically has pretty good teams. All right. Saturday, talk about this lineup of games. VPI is at Vanderbilt at high noon. Also at high noon, number 14, Clemson, is at number 1, Georgia. Billy, what do you think?
Oh, for sure, Georgia. No chance.
But Can Clemson make that game close?
Oh, it'll be a tight game, but Georgia's going to pull it out.
Do you know that Clemson is a 14-point underdog?
I can see that, but it's going to be a tighter game.
I think it'll be a tighter game then.
Yeah.
All right, at 12 noon, Austin Peay is at Louisville. So what? All right, Kent State at 12 noon is playing at Pitt. Pitt will crush them. Pitt will also play the following week at Cincinnati, and we will find out what type of team Pitt has this year.
Coming off a bad year last year.
That's exactly right. Ohio at 3:30 is playing at Syracuse. What does Syracuse have? We're going to find out in the weeks ahead. Also at 3:30, number 24 Miami is at Florida. I think Miami will win this game. Billy Napier, the coach at Florida, is already on the hot seat. Miami has had great recruiting classes and should be ready to go on ABC. All right, at 5 o'clock, what a weird time to start a game. UC Davis. UC Davis is playing at Cal. Cal's a newcomer to the conference, and that's a crazy game. Who cares? But the next week, Cal travels all the way across the country to play Auburn, and that'll be a real football game. All right, 6 o'clock, your U of R Spiders against my Virginia Cavaliers. I'm predicting right now, Hobbo, that the Cavs take care of business and win by at least 21 points. What do you say?
I hope that's the case.
That's not really a prediction, by the way, you coward.
33-15.
All right, good job. Georgia State is at Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech takes care of business. HCU plays at SMU. On Monday night, BC is at Florida State. Kent State is at Pittsburgh. It's all getting going. Hope you love college football. Hurry.
We will be on air Monday, Labor Day at 6 o'clock. Normal show next week.
Paul Collins and Bobby Call and Dr. Boyd Rawls.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hopkins.
You were running down the stick.
On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 at Bat.
You got to get back in the flow.
We got it. Some of these games are...
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRBQ HD2 Richmond, always live on the free Odyssey app.
If you want that, you can have that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.